It's Monday, June 8th, 2026. Knicks fans prepare for Game 3 of the NBA Finals, an expansion is coming to the Q Line, and neighbors in the Bronx are building community gardens. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Xenia Gonigberg. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is happening at Madison Square Garden tonight. The NYPD and Secret Service are ramping up security at MSG due to President Donald Trump attending the game. Watch parties outside of the venue have been canceled, and TSA-style security checkpoints will be all around the garden. Fans are being told to celebrate elsewhere if they are not attending the game. Fan Crystal Warren was taking selfies outside the garden.
But I think it's just a little unfortunate that the Knicks fans are sort of pushed away from the epicenter of it all, which is the garden.
Despite these changes, fans say they are still excited about the game. And Jared Herrera Suarez says he would support his team from anywhere.
34th to 50th to 60th, this New York is this Knicks everywhere. The Knicks are going to be here, and we're here to stay.
Mayor Zoran Mamdani announced this morning that Bryant Park will host a watch party. Fans can register for the watch party via nyc.gov. Getting from the east to the west side of Manhattan will soon be easier for New Yorkers in Harlem. The MTA broke ground on a project to extend the Q line and add new subway stops. Governor Hochul says this expansion will save commuting time for over 100,000 New Yorkers.
This is not just a gift for today. It's a gift for future generations who say and understand this community matters. This community has waited long enough. It is time to keep our promises and build this tunnel. Are you with me?
The project has been in the works for almost a century, but it's been delayed multiple times because of budget restrictions and funding issues. This expansion is expected to be finished by 2032. The World Cup kicks off its first game this Thursday and will come to New York City on Saturday. WFUV's Sonia Wolowodogoda tells us where to watch the final championship game.
Earlier, the mayor told us about free fan events in each borough for the duration of the World Cup. But today, he announced a free watch party in Central Park for the World Cup finals on July 19th. Mayor Mamdani has openly criticized the high stadium ticket prices, with cheapest nosebleed seats averaging around $3,000.
Sports experiences and memories they create have grown increasingly unattainable for working people. We will make this viewing party 100% free, and you will need not spend thousands of dollars to watch the final alongside your fellow New Yorkers.
This announcement goes along with the administration's push for affordable World Cup events. The Central Park Watch Party will host 50,000 people and will include local food vendors, three jumbo viewing screens, and more. New Yorkers interested in attending the watch party can register for the lottery on Thursday at 10 a.m. on Global Citizen's website. The lottery will close after July 16th. I'm Sonia Wolowodogoda, WFUV News.
This is the first time the Knicks have been in the NBA Finals since 1999, and restaurants in Midtown are prepping for the tremendous amount of fans that will be celebrating and also stopping by to enjoy the watch parties. Robbie Lodicecki is a bartender at Goldie's Tavern, where they have been hosting watch parties for the finals.
You can just feel like the electricity from everybody just, you know, wanting the Knicks to have this one. You know, it's been 50 years plus since we've been champions, and it's our time again. So everyone, you can just feel the energy with everyone.
And Lynn is a bartender at Anytime Billiards. He shared that he has seen more people than ever in his bar since the NBA season has started.
So normally for us, our bar, like a Friday or Saturday or like a normal weekend, it's the only busiest day of the week. But since the start of NBA, even like today, it's going to be a Monday, right? Normally on Monday, it's going to be like a little bit slow, you know, it only get packed after like 8 o'clock. But in NBA finals, it's going to be like huge difference.
The game starts at 8:30. And restaurants like Anytime Billiards are open until 1. This past weekend, over 100 community gardens in New York City opened their gates to the public. WFUV's Livia Regina went to a neighborhood in the Bronx to learn how the community connects to the gardens.
Tucked between two brick buildings, on a side street in East Tremont, is a hidden oasis. Cherry trees cast shade over a stone pathway, vegetable beds, and a colorful little house. It's Hornaday Community Garden, one of over 150 volunteer-run community gardens in the Bronx. Freddie Velez is one of Hornaday's volunteers.
People come around here. Sometimes they pass by, they're walking by, and we tell them, you're welcome here anytime you feel like it.
About three blocks away, at Crystal's Community Garden, plants surround a rainbow mural and a yellow brick road. Yvette Hernandez is the artist. She carries on her family's legacy by tending to the garden she grew up in.
All the art that you see here is mainly me. I just love to take garbage and turn it into beauty.
Miracle Garden is only a 10-minute walk away. It has chickens and quails and is run by Miguel Rodriguez, known as Mike.
They call me the mayor. That's what they call me around here, the mayor's treatment.
Community gardens in New York City are often found in concentrated clusters, like those in Tremont. Alex Munoz works for Green Thumb, the sector of NYC Parks that runs community gardens. He says this geographical distribution of gardens is because of historical redlining.
In the 1970s, during the fiscal crisis, so much of city government just retrenched and pulled back. You literally had landowners who were setting buildings on fire. And the community response, while white flight was going on and so much disinvestment was happening, was for locals to come in and start clearing up lots, to start picking up the trash, to start moving that out, wading through needles, etc., and to start many community gardens.
Now, many of these gardens give away fresh produce to locals. That's especially important in the Bronx, where residents face higher food insecurity than in any other borough, according to New York's Department of Health.
How much a head of lettuce is going to cost you, or how much a tomato is going to cost you. Not to have that worry and to be able to share that with my community, that is very meaningful to me.
But community gardens also act as third spaces for Bronx residents. Many host free events like bingo, barbecues, or arts and crafts. Lillian Reyes is an outreach coordinator for Green Thumb, but she started out as a gardener. She says it's the community part that makes the garden special.
My gardeners, they love me, I love them. They share the love that we all have together. It's like a family.
That community is seen at Crystal's Garden, where Hernandez greets everyone that enters with a hug.
It's a lot of fun because I love to educate the kids and spark an interest, even if it's an insect or a flower, a seed, anything nature.
Back at Hornaday Garden, the sounds of city traffic muffle beneath lively conversation and people singing happy birthday. It feels like a neighbor's backyard in the middle of New York City. I'm Livia Regina, WFUV News.
And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip, a question, or just want to say hi, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Xenia Gonickberg. Our reporters today are Ann Jackson, Sienna Reinders, Sonia Willow-Dagoda, and Juliana Guarancino. Lainey Nguyen is our editor.